On this episode of Keeping It Real, let's get real. Happy Thursday, my little crystals. It's a great day to be alive. We are walking, we are talking, we are breathing. And if you're lucky enough, you have hot water. Happy Thursday. Thursday is all about the raw dog in it. There is no lip gloss on these lips. And I want to share with everybody my morning today. I woke up in a low. I was feeling a little in my feels, and I had to do a little bit of a meditation. I started journaling, and I think it's because my 30th birthday is right around the corner. I turned 30 in 10 days, and I know age is just a number, but I think for society, 30 is a milestone, and waking up feeling, I don't want to say let down by myself, more aware of the choices I made and the trajectory of where I'm now and what I am aiming towards is bittersweet. It is everything and more of what I needed today. I didn't want to go live. I was like really feeling pressure, and there doesn't need to be any pressure. I put this pressure on myself constantly. Nobody is putting my life at stake saying, T, if you don't do this, you're not going to be this. And anyway, I talked to my friend for a minute and she really helped me. She held some space and we were just talking back and forth and her own experience about turning into her 30s and what that was like. And she was like, T, it's not a burden. It's actually a whole new chapter for you to rediscover yourself. And after that phone call, I got right on live and I was really emotional at the beginning of the live, but it picked up. I had a great, incredible time with all my little crystals and it started to shift the energy. When I got off the live, I touched one of the clients, one of the TLCs that came on. Her name was Megan and she was looking to connect and she was like, whatever you can feel. And I felt two spirits step forward. I felt a woman that was like a mother, but it wasn't her mom. And she verified it was her grandmother. And a male stepping forward being her brother. And it reminded me why I do what I do and show up even when I am not in the best mindset, even for myself. I'm a light just by being. And I don't have to prep myself. I don't have to be anything other than me. And it's funny because right before I started the live, I didn't even call my friend. My friend called me. And it felt like God's blessing saying, answer, you're not ready. And 2 minutes before that call, I was really trying hard to tap into a whole new persona, new energy. I was thinking of my mom. And I was like, let's just tap into mommy's energy. And my mom is very uplifting. She is always smiling and just a joy. And so I started to fill myself up with her. And after the phone call with my friend, I decided to pick like a little sermon for myself. And it was Golden Nugget number 12. And it was all about no person is unimportant. And it talked about basically that it's essential for you to live out in alignment with who you are. And I was like, you know what, T? I don't have to keep my light on for live. I don't have to be my mom. I need to be myself. And right now, they need to see you being in this low space so that they know that you're human too. And everyone was super receptive. Everyone was super supportive. And I just want to thank anyone that was on that live this morning for being there. Going deeper into turning 30, I took some time today to write down some accomplishments from the last 30 years of what I've done, what I've completed, what I've created. And I'll say this, even for myself, accomplishments does not equate to our worth as a person. I think that we're already special by being who we are, not what we do. And so these are more just highlights and reminders for me to keep my ball rolling and that I am never behind. I'm exactly where I need to be, or not even need, where I want to be. Because we don't need anything. I want to have a little fun with myself. So I want to dive into my journals because I journal every year. I have a journal from when I was 17, I started. So I have a 17-year-old journal all the way up to 29. So I picked out my, I didn't want to go too deep. So I thought we would start in like 2017 when I sold my first painting. So let's see what's in this journal, just because it gets me so giddy to think about where I was and where I am. So this is 2017. In 2017, it looks like I am making hot necks. It looks like I'm actually even crystallizing makeup brushes. I'm doing a lot of deposits on energy paintings. Tri-state area. Word. I was working as a group lead therapist with a practitioner at Holistic Health and Healing Center. Let's see. I'm just turning. Just turning the pages. Ooh, I was also at Gateway finishing my associates because I had transferred from FAU nursing program. But there's one I remember that I put in here that was really special that I want to actually, here it is. November 9th, 2017 was the first time I ever sold a painting over $1,000. And I put in my bank statement, I had my available balance was $74. After depositing the thousand, I have $1,074.58. Whoa! Get it, T? 11/9/2017. Sold my first Tesla. What we have to offer is love. At least for myself to feel complete, I like to offer my love to everyone. How old am I? If it's 2017, it's 2024. We are looking back at 7 years ago. So 7 - 29. I am 22. Yeah, I'm 22 years old. When I sold my first Tesla, LOL, which it was my energy painting. What we have to offer is love. Yes, T. At least for myself to feel complete, I'd like to offer my love to everyone. Today, I realize what I'm doing can make a difference in this world. To give is to feel whole and to know what your own worth truly is to feel whole. I got the chills. I'm going to read that again. Today, I realize what I'm doing. What I'm doing, I can make a difference in this world. To give is to feel whole and to know what your own worth truly is to feel whole. I laugh. Oh, no, it's worth. I got to read this again. Sorry. Today, I always write sloppy sometimes, and I need to start taking my time. But sometimes I get so many uploads that I just am just shredding on the paper to get it out of my head. Whew, take a second. Today, I realize what I'm doing can make a difference in this world. To give is to feel whole, and to know what your own worth is truly is to feel whole. Fuck, I fucked that up again. Today, I realize what I'm doing can make a difference in this world. To give is to feel whole, and to know what your own worth truly is to feel whole. There we go. I laugh because people told me what I think is unrealistic. And what I'd like to say to them is if you can envision it, there is no way an idea is unrealistic. It is up to the person to make it a reality. Wow, Tay, you're so cute. I'm understanding myself along this journey, and to what I learned, change is inevitable. To people living in comfort, get uncomfortable. Embrace change. Challenge yourself to try things you never tried. To learn for yourself what life has to offer. And remember, don't let anyone tell you no, not even yourself. I was saying that to myself 7 years ago. So freaking wild. I'm seeing if there's anything else in this. I don't think so. That was like the one big entry. The rest are just more day-to-days, like what I'm doing. Like, for example, if I flip the page, it says like email, blast email, TE, Facebook, Instagram post, relaunch, reach out to the bloggers that reached out to you, send email to St. John, da da da. So it's just more like my day-to-day is this one. But I had that one entry, and I'm never going to let this go. This is a strong journal. And the front cover, it's paper, this journal. It's like cardboard paper. And on the front, it says, you are amazing. That we are. You're amazing. I'm amazing. We are all amazing. Moving forward, let's speed up to, we'll go to the next year. I'm 23 years old, and I'm just going to see if there's anything cute that I wrote in this journal. This journal says, "Not all those who wonder are lost." Truth. True. True. I just want to see. I'll read my first. This is a lot of my college notes in here. So I have a lot of, like, this is all about color, color regulation, perspective. Let's see. Ooh, when I bought my website, thomasedwardenergy.com, I bought this in 2018. So 6 years ago, we bought the website, which I always wanted, thomasedward.com with no two D's, because, yeah, it's just my name. And unfortunately, it was always taken, or like a domain bought it. So I'd have to buy it for like 14K. And I was just like, not the time nor place just yet. Let's do two D's because two is better than one. And that's how we'll market it. And that's how I've been marketing it. And it's funny because I think a lot of people think that's how I spell it. Okay. This is where I'm at in 2018. I'm taking art management. I'm in grants and fundraising. I did my art management internship actually at that time. So I was curating a lot. Business communications I was taking, financial accounting, principles of microeconomics, business law, principles of management, principles of marketing, technology and the arts, and art space management. So your boy always tripled up on the classes. I don't know. I've always been that way. Always an overachiever. I just want to get it done. Nip it in the butt. Even when I was in high school, I was a sophomore in high school when I was taking AP Biology, Honors Chem, two maths on top of that. Junior and senior year, all my maths, all my sciences were done. So I literally had like two classes for my junior year and my senior year. Funny. Anyway, I just want to see if there's like a journal entry in this. So give me 1 second as I flip through and see. Maybe I didn't write anything in here, because it just is a lot of like my transcripts, a lot of like application fees, scholarships, my logins and whatnot, my to-dos. I really didn't journal in this? Wow. I guess not. Let's see. Oh, this is cool. This is when I started doing energy painting. So I have all the measurements and I drew out what it's going to look like in the space before creating it. Yeah, I don't think there's any entries in this. I'm sorry that I'm even going through this one. Okay, we'll do this one. This is the only one I see here, and it's just a small quote. Don't look back. You're not going that way. XOTE. Corny. Anyway, that's that journal. Let's go to the next one. I kind of want to speed it up a little bit, so let's go into 2020. This one is good! This is actually the first milestone I had. It was my 25th going into 26. So it was my last year of being 25 going into being 26. So this is 4 years ago. And this is what I read actually this morning that really started to open up all of these emotions for me. So if I get emotional, bear with me. This was on April 13th, 2020. Almost 26 is the title of this entry. Last day of 25. Time really flies. Feels like yesterday I was a child waiting for this moment to arrive. Now that it's here, have I done enough? Am I a man or a kid who is stuck? Art is the one thing keeping me alive. Or is that too dead inside? I can't turn back. It's too late. Pretty soon, I'll really be old to date. I thought by now I'd be married, living a life with a husband, or at least not in my mom's basement. I promised myself a life like no other. I hope this is my year to be on the cover. GQ, I'm coming for you. And a big boat, too. Nothing can stop me, not even a birthday tune. I love you for never stopping. No one's going to tell me no, including myself. Because I'm my biggest foe, learning to live in love, not fear. Until tomorrow, my diary dear. XO Thomas. That was strong. That's what really got me this morning when I saw this entry. And I don't really ever look back at my journals. Normally, I'll do like a year cap at the end of the year to align myself with like my new goals. But this time it felt like it was necessary for me to go back to all of these journals to see what I did accomplish, what I was doing, how I was acting, how I was being. Did my personality change? Doesn't seem like it. Seems like I'm the same freaking person, just a little bit more wiser, a little bit more older. If anything, I definitely probably taste better. I'm going to read these ones because these are so cute. At this point, I was going to write a book, which I already have like 7 books started. But anyway, let's table that. I started that in college. This is on 4/14/2020, my birthday 4 years ago. 365 days until it arrives again. God, please let this be my year. Amen. Cutie. This one's called If I Told You. This is, I think, me falling back in love with myself because I don't believe I was talking to anybody. 4/16, I barely know what love is, but boy, if that's what it is, I don't want to let it slip away. Start of something good. Thomas. I think that was me falling back in love with myself, being more patient and knowing that, don't ever feed what other people are telling you. Tell yourself what you want to feel and be that. And that's exactly when I started to fall in love with who I was. This is 4/23, Always Sunny. This one gives me the chills because this reminds me of my morning this morning. This is 4 years ago, April 23rd. I don't just show up in the sun. I show up in the rain. TJ. And for those that don't know me as TJ, I am Thomas Jr. So my friends and family call me TJ. So when I feel like when I am just not attached to any of my spirituality or the work that I do for others, I'm known by T or TJ, especially in cheerleading. 5/1, verified. I don't need a blue check mark to validate me. I'll check myself. Check, 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 check. T motherfucking E. Love you, T. Is there any other good ones in here? I just want to say, I'm not a nobody just like you, but the difference is I want to be a somebody. I'm not sorry. T-E. This is now May 9th, God's plan. I've waited 4 years to feel again. That's how long it took me to mend. You will never take away what is mine, for it's God's plan. Shit, these are effing good. These are fudging good. My mantra, May 13th, ideas are easy. Execution is everything. Period. Now we're going into June 29th. All the voices in my head always trying to break me, fuck me up and change me. The talk is cheap. This is the last time I listen to the voices in my motherfucking head. Yeah, because you're more than just your mind. You have a whole body. You got a heart. You got arms. You got legs. You're more than your mind. Do not let the mind run you. You run your motherfucking mind. Period. August 11th. Summer is here. Where did the time go? I am now on fast forward trying to make my home not feel alone. Put away 20K in 2 months. Crazy. Moved out of my mom's house into Brantford, supporting my team. Where do I have space to do me? More money, more problems, they told me. Should have listened. Simplicity is now my wishes. I know I can bring in 50K a month, but what's the fun in that? Having no one to fuck. LOL. I guess it's time to buckle down. I trust you, God. It's our time now. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, that's cute. Okay. I want to do one more and then that will be it. This is an entry from April 13, 2022. So 2 years ago before my birthday on the 14th. Give freely of your time, your heart, your joy, your wisdom. Share your experiences, your strength, your hope. Share your weaknesses as well as your strengths, T. Share your memories, your laughter. Share your hope. Share yourself. Tomorrow I turn 28. This past year, as each day gets closer to turning a year older, I am noticing myself detached from me being a child. The child will always be part of me, and I am ready to step into my responsibility, my adult self. Someone who faces things head on. Yes. Stop running from yourself. Run to yourself. Love you. TJXOTE. That one was cute. I just want to see these now. April 19th, 2022. Finding a balance. IMTE. Anything I want, I can do. Today, be present. Be love. Be light. Love you, Thomas. April 20th. This seems like a juicy one, so let's see what this is about. Where do I begin, Gem? Mind you, I call this journal Gem. Part of me feels relieved. Other part is anxious. Blank called me from the UK. When I saw the phone ring, I wasn't going to answer because it was international. Last second, knew it was Netflix, so I picked up. After 2 years of waiting, two different audition processes, two contracts, the verdict is in. I did not make final cuts or cast. Hearing the news, I was taken back. I thank the network for the opportunity. I think part of myself is relieved because I have been making, or should I say, not making decisions based on this show. I stopped my boat for something shiny. Second time this happened. Lost thought, helping AJ learn about sale tax. I don't know what that is. I guess what I am trying to tell you is I am ready for new. A new, fresh start. Not totally over. More so, what do I want? What do I see for myself? I'm not quite sure. I know I want to feel good about what I'm doing. Small change creates big change. XX, kiss, kiss, T. Strong. I don't need to read any more of these. These are inspiring. And I hope just listening to me today, if you've never journaled before, it's a great way to take inventory and stock, to look back and see what you have created, what you have done, how you were acting, and notice if there's any patterns or behaviors that are still occurring that you don't want to be partaking in, or how you moved out of a low into a high to give you more proof that you're resilient and you could do anything. And at this point in your life, maybe you're just in a little slack, but doesn't mean you're not going to get out of it. Whoa, that felt good. I'm just going to list a bunch of my accomplishments that I wrote down. And I wanted to share this in the podcast so that when I listen to it, I always have it saved so I don't have to look back at these journals. So I just wrote a bunch, which there are probably even more. I was just kind of jotting down. But the accomplishments for the last 30 years, I have not only graduated elementary, middle, high school. I received a Division I chair scholarship. I went to FAU. I got accepted into Quinnipiac nursing program. I lived in South Florida, Connecticut, Los Angeles. I lived in Nashville. I got my associates in liberal arts at Gateway. I modeled for Frank Bod. I just got into the referral list of Medirex and TMS therapy. I have connected with over 4,000 clients in every state. Every state I have a state review, and I'm an international baby. I have completed over 52 energy paintings in the tri-state area. Tri-state would be New York, Connecticut, and Mass. It's way more than that, but I just counted the tri-state because those are the paintings that I really worked through the process of connecting with a client. The other ones that were shipped out, those are more just people that enjoy my artwork, not creating for them. So I wouldn't, yeah, it's an energy painting, but anyway, I accomplished a whole line of jewelry, handcuffs, hot necks, rock bands. I have accomplished ECF, a whole new way of connecting for people, the public, energy connection to frequency. I've painted for celebrities. I've connected for whole high-profile clientele. I have moved out, living on my own. I have bartended, danced, I've done sales. I was a server. I was a teacher, a math teacher. I did group therapy. I was a leader at HHC. I was a housemaid. I taught acro. I grief counseling, energy healer, artist, rapper, creator. I got signed with a live agency the last year. I participated in a lot of sports, probably every sport you could think of. I went to Albertus Magnus College. I made Dean's List both semesters I was there. I had lung surgery. I broke my heel and healed that heel. I got engaged and broke off an engagement. Becoming an uncle. Huge accomplishment. Love being an uncle. I got published in the Shoreline News article, a bunch of podcasts. I could even go on with that. I'm not sure. There's so many publications of me. Lit. I joined a chair team. CTC. I joined a gym to help coach. I created my podcast. 3 seasons. Wow. We're in 3rd season. I accomplished an apparel line. I accomplished taking care of a puppy who now is a young woman, little Winnie. And I even wrote down ESPN because I was showcased on ESPN a few times for the cheer world. And the biggest accomplishment I got in cheer in my cheer history is 8th at worlds in the small co-ed division, which is crazy because there's over 100 teams that compete all around the world, every state, then international, and they only showcase top 10 on ESPN. So we were showcased. Really, really cool. And then when I was a D1 athlete at FAU, I was always on the TV, especially for like away games, whether it be like Bama versus FAU or like the Navy game. And my mom would like record it and be like, TSA done the DVR. LOL. I want to continue to dive into more accomplishments or just things that I have participated in the last 30 years to remind myself that I am a fucking boss and that I can do anything and that age is just a number. And it's true. It gets greater later. From the moment I woke up to now, I went from a solid 6 to 7 to a vibrating 10, if not 11, by allowing myself to feel those feelings, to move through them, to appreciate and have gratitude for what's about to happen. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Comment down below what your thoughts are. Even if you want to do a little voice memo, there's a little link at the bottom. You could click it. And I would love to hear from you. You can ask anything that you want me to elaborate on. If there's something or a situation you're going through that you want to share, you can. And then I can even put it on about the energy I pull for you from what you shared. And that could be an episode. You can drop down your favorite animals if you want me to talk about any animals or if there's any relationship issues going on that you want me to talk about. Please, please, please. I love hearing from you. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. Make it a great day.